President Biden is pushing for more electric vehicles as part of the solution to climate change and a way to create jobs. One test case for this strategy, Ohio's Mahoning Valley. It's just across the border of Pennsylvania and includes Youngstown, Warren, and Lordstown. This region lost jobs in the steel and auto industries, but leaders there now see a future emerging in the move to electric vehicles. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports about efforts to brand the region as Voltage Valley.
Like his father and both his grandfathers, Travis Eastman worked at the General Motors Vehicle Assembly Plant in Lordstown. But in 2019, as Eastman was nearing retirement, GM abruptly closed the plant.
It was a scary time. You don't know what you're going to do next in life.
Eastman wanted to stay near his family and started working full-time as chief of the Lordstown Fire Department. But many people moved away for jobs with GM in Kentucky and elsewhere. Like the steel industry collapse in the 1970s and 80s, he says the GM closure hit the region hard. City tax revenues were down, and people were worried.
Everyone was concerned about selling their houses, what property values were going to be like.
But now, just 2 years later, that's changed.
All this industry that's coming in now, houses are selling relatively quick. Things are starting to make the turn.
The loss of GM's assembly plant has given rise to something new.
The All-Electric Endurance by Lordstown Motors.
Lordstown Motors is a new independent electric truck maker that's getting ready to start production at the former GM plant. Despite some early troubles, the company expects to employ 1,500 workers. Lordstown Mayor Arno Hill drives past the parking lot.
And there's more cars here at Lordstown Motors every week.
He's showing off not only Lordstown Motors, but a new natural gas electricity plant and a new electric vehicle battery plant. He says this is why the nickname Voltage Valley has been gaining traction in the region.
With everything associated with electric, that's how they came up with Voltage Valley. You know, you can't keep looking in the rearview mirror. You got to keep looking ahead.
Hill points to the biggest economic development project in Lordstown's history, a $2.3 billion plant that's under construction.
That is the battery plant, all brand new.
This plant is being built by Ultium Cells, a joint venture of General Motors and LG Energy Solution. GM cited the region's workforce as one reason Lordstown was chosen for a battery plant. It will employ 1,100 people to make batteries for GM's growing line of electric vehicles, like the new Hummer EV. Tom Gallagher is Ultium's chief operating officer.
So we're going to manufacture battery cells. So a vehicle could have hundreds of cells to propel the vehicle.
Most battery cells for electric vehicles are currently made in China, but GM and Ford are moving to manufacture batteries in the U.S.
I mean, it's exciting times because there's going to be a range of cars, trucks, crossovers, SUVs, autonomous vehicles, and the options for customers are going to explode.
Market demand for electric vehicles is expected to increase dramatically. Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan, who represents the Mahoning Valley, says in the past, the region's economy focused almost exclusively on the steel industry. Now he wants electric vehicles and batteries to be part of a more stable long-term strategy.
The whole plan was, how do you diversify the economy so that you almost have a portfolio of development that will grow and diminish, but you'll never have what happened to our community like when the steel industry collapsed.
For Ryan, the path became clear during the Obama administration's push toward new manufacturing technology and on climate action.
In my mind, it was like we have to get into the energy area, the energy sector, because it just could go in so many different directions.
Ryan helped get funding to create a nonprofit called Bright Energy Innovators.
Welcome. You made it all out here.
It opened a decade ago in downtown Warren. Bright works with startups and companies developing new energy products. The friendly coffee shop meeting room vibe in the front windows gives way to an industrial lab space in the back. Today, an entrepreneur from Columbus is visiting to see if Bright would be a good place to work on his electric grid technology meant to reduce power outages.
But if you're working on an IoT device, right, you've got some really nice tools here.
Others are working on projects like solar panel mounts and coatings that extend the life of batteries. Bright got a boost when President Biden took office. His budget and infrastructure plans are focused on clean energy.
We thought 2020 was insane.
Sarah Daugherty is Bright's Director of Partnerships.
We were seeing 3 or 4 new clients a week. Now we're about 2 a day of new inquiries of whether or not they can work with us to bring their products to market. So it's incredible, the increase in demand.
It's already bearing some fruit. One energy storage investment company working with Bright recently purchased a former steel industry office building, and according to the mayor of Warren, plans to build a clean tech corridor downtown with an estimated 200 jobs. There's also been natural gas production in this region in the past decade, and some expect an economic boost when Shell's new ethane cracker opens. It's less than an hour's drive away. But Daugherty says Bright doesn't see much innovation around fossil fuels.
Almost any new energy product is a green energy product. It's very hard for a dirty product to have viability on the market.
But that doesn't seem to matter to many Ohio lawmakers. The state has boosted coal, natural gas, and nuclear energy while gutting renewable energy standards. Ohio ranked nearly last, 49th among states when it comes to renewable energy. But the city of Warren connects its future with clean energy. It joined a coalition of other Ohio cities to take action on climate change and pledged to cut its carbon emissions 30% by 2030.
Well, my initial reaction was I cringed.
Guy Coviello is president of the Youngstown-Warren Regional Chamber of Commerce. He sees the electric vehicle and battery plants as anchors to the region's claim as Voltage Valley, but he's cautious. Coviello doesn't want to send a message to prospective new businesses like pipeline manufacturers or natural gas plants that the region favors renewables over fossil fuels.
It just sends a chilling effect for companies that know that that's the mindset that they might be walking into.
There's not one choice over the other. You have to walk and chew gum at the same time.
This is Doug Franklin, Warren's mayor for more than a decade.
Do I just want to keep looking back? Maybe those coal jobs will come back. I can't bet on it, on those fossil fuels. I can't bet on it. I know what's going to be in the future. So I have to plant my flag somewhere.
And clean energy is already paying off, with 2,600 new jobs coming to the electric vehicle and battery plants and more projects on the way. The next big challenge for Voltage Valley may be having enough trained workers and people willing to move here. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.